Brian?
What's the Bible for? You're going to check us out and make sure we're... Are you a Berean? Amen. That's good. Good. That was good. I like that. Brought his Bible up. So, Lord, it's time for some new theologies coming. I just see a whole new, God's going to open up a new level of revelation over you. And it's almost like, I'm launching off this act that you did, because sometimes you do things and you don't even know what's going on and God knows, and then God just shows us ways to launch. And so I'm launching off the fact you brought this kind of mini Bible up. That's good. It's portable. It's convenient. It's good. But I'll tell you what, the revelation that God's going to open up to you is going to be like you're going to be carrying a whole new Bible. There's some kind of a systematic theology God is going to have you jump into, and he's going to plug in. And that means study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed. He's going to rightly divide the word. And you're coming into a whole new season of theological exploration. And you're going to find systematic theology becoming your best friend. Because there are a lot of gaps and holes in your current theology, as we all did, growing, young, still seeking. But God's going to begin to fill in some of the gaps and tighten up some of the loose ends and begin to bring you into a place, because there's a teaching gift in you. You've got a call to teach the word of God. And that is a high calling. It is a noble calling. It is one where God requires much. And yet, there's nothing that more satisfying. When that gift's in you, nothing else will satisfy. You'll itch. Every time somebody opens their Bible, you'll sit out there and itch. Something in you will just be unsatisfied. You'll be checking things out. You'll be right. You'll make your own set of notes. When they do the thing, you'll have your own set of notes on the side. There's things you've already written in your Bible that nobody else understands but you. And there's some new things coming, so get ready. This is a season of greater preparation. You're also one that has been through education processes, and you're not done. I think theology is one of them. There's something, another track you're running on, but theology, God said, is going to begin to shine such a bright light that it's going to everything else is going to be a shadow to the light of the glorious gospel. And you're going to make the gospel relevant to your generation. You're going to be able to take Old Testament stories and New Testament parables and other things and begin to really make them current and relevant. God is going to make you a sharp sword in your generation. So you need to prepare now. Get ready. There's something also in you that's, it kind of has an attraction to technology and electronics and communication. And somehow that's going to be part of your delivery system. Because you won't just get up and just read a passage out of your Bible. You will display scripture. You will illustrate it. You will use sound and motion and sight as a way to communicate the power of the truth of the gospel, because it's three-dimensional. It's four-dimensional. It's beyond spirit, soul, and body, and mind, will, and emotion, and sight, sound, and touch, and smell. It's beyond all that, because it's eternal. It just comes out of the kingdom, and you're going to be able to explode it into the hearts and minds of people using current methods, current technologies, and a creativity that's in you as a teacher to teach truth and to open up people's minds. And I see you praying over a group before you teach, and God's just going to come, and you're going to have opportunities. Here's the deal. I see you starting small. God says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. I see opportunities to teach small groups, young groups, little groups, outside of church groups. I see you meeting in coffee shops, maybe down the street, here, there, and everywhere. God says, take every opportunity and teach. Take every opportunity, and God's going to use that as a springboard to grow you, mature you, and give you wisdom and insight, and to get in touch with your own gifting, because it's there, but you don't even know what you got yet until it begins to come out. So these are going to be days you're on a fast track, God's track of illumination, growth, theology, and expansion that's going to work in tandem. Here's the deal. I'm not saying it's full-time professional ministry. I'm saying you're going to be a teacher, and it's going to be out of the box. God's not putting you in a religious box tonight. In fact, he's busting you out of one. You've seen religion. You've seen people trapped in religion. You even know some ministers that have just almost, you've just seen the blight and the plight of the box that man has put them in, and you've said, I don't want to do that. I'm not going. There's got to be another way. You've even cried out to the Lord, Lord, I want to be effective, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that way. I see the flaws in those systems, so there's got to be a current 21st century way to do this that is going to reach the hearts and minds, because you're going to reach minds. Isn't that good? Yeah. You're going to help people transform their mind, be renewed, be changed. You know, one of the great illustrations or words that help understand teaching is he's a mind bender. A teacher's a mind bender. He helps bend the mind toward truth. And you'll never be satisfied until you start seeing people's minds moving towards Christ, who is the truth. So these are going to be some exciting days and some new ways. There's one thing I just want to challenge you with, and that's the nations. God says he's going to open up occasional opportunities for you to go to some foreign nations, and it's going to whet your appetite and hone your desire to teach truth, because you're going to see so much falseness, and you're going to see false religion. You're going to see the power of Satan and how it is displayed demonically in people and how it manifests in falseness, and then you're going to just be more ferocious for truth. So you're going to be a proclaimer of truth in your generation. And God says, don't limit me, and the Lord says, don't look back. Any man putting his hand upon the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom. So the Lord says, it's time to plow into the future. Plow into the future. You're not going to do it the old way. This is a new day and a new way, says the Lord.
God told me that you were Philip. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, follow me. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. So God says to me that you're like Philip. And that I would call you in the spirit, Philip. A man who will always be saying to others, come and see, we found him. And this word about the teacher, I had the same thing. Clem just got it first, but I had the same thing. So I just want to give it as a confirmation. That this is what God's going to do with you. He's going to make you one who explains the Word of God, who explains the Scripture. And the other thing I saw is that you're going to do this Philip job in more places than just here. And particularly I saw you in some very hot, muggy climates. And you need to pray. You need to pay. You know, there's a certain kind of strength that's not like strong. It's like, okay, yeah, it's 100, and it's 98% humidity, and I'm eating bad food, but I'm fine. There's a kind of prayer to pray for an endurance and a strength to do those things. Because I see you there. I'm not saying you're going full time to be a missionary in the Amazonian jungles of Ecuador. But I am saying, don't be surprised if you find yourself there and it's hot and it's muggy and the bugs are doing this and some are in your food and they're biting and they're doing all this stuff, but they're going to be people who are going to suck up the Word of God from you and suck you dry just like a sponge ends up being dry. And so you need to get the learning, and I believe you need to get the endurance. And last, God says to me that sort of like Philip, Philip had this funny thing that he could go and get people, and then they seemed to just take off and all these things would happen, and Philip is still there just doing his thing. You're going to say, come and see, to some people who, when they catch on to this thing, are going to take off into like another realm of the spirit and responsibility and all this stuff happening. And in that day, don't be jealous that God seems to propel them right past you. You're the recruiter. You're the guy that goes out and recruits the guy to play for the Redskins. And And God's given you an eye to recognize talent. And I'm not being crass when I say that. But God's given you an eye to recognize calling on people, destiny on people, and to have a nose to follow that out, to just sniff them out like a good recruiter or scout sniffs out good local talent that maybe nobody else has paid attention to. You have an ability to look at people that have been bypassed and see the value in them. That's probably a spiritual gift of exhortation, I think. I think that's what I would call that. Okay? All right.
Mine? Okay. I sense to confirm also, I also got a prophetic word about teaching, so that is triple confirmed to you tonight.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
When you get to that third confirmation, you really need to pay attention. Okay. Just to say that. I'm just saying.
And one of the things I heard the Lord saying about you tonight is he's anointed you to teach a wide variety of people. And the phrase I heard is that you're going to teach the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you're anointed to sit there and impart truth. And God says he's even giving you an anointing with hardheads, knuckleheads, tough people, stubborn people, ignorant people, people that just may give you a hard time and may even backlash and come against you for even trying to teach them. And the Lord says, I've anointed you in the midst of that to do it anyway. God says, you'll do it anyway, and after all that, you will stand. And after doing all that, you will gain some for the kingdom. So the Lord says, there's almost a, because of what you'll be doing, there will be somewhat of some people upset at you, and you know, how dare you try to teach me? But the Lord says, you're going to be all right. You're going to be fine. As a matter of fact, I see you sitting there. I see you sitting in full football uniform. You got your helmet on. You've got all this on. The Lord says, I've equipped you. I've prepared you. And even so, I'm taking care of you and I will protect you, says the Lord. So even in the midst of all you're going to do, and even some rejection of some people saying, I don't want any part of that, the Lord says, you will be fine. You will take that and you will still continue to flourish and grow in the ministry that God has called you to do. So the Lord says, you will be that teacher. I also see God saying, I'm hearing certain phrases that I've never heard before. I'm hearing cafe church, that you'll have cafe churches. I hear the Lord saying, I'm blessing you with internet church. You'll have internet church. I'm blessing you with inroads into the internet. I hear the Lord saying, can there be a church in the laundromat? But I hear laundromat church. And that you'll have churches in just the place influence, and you'll be able to teach others in just the most interesting places where two or three will gather with an interest. God will open a door for you to speak into their lives and to speak truth. God is also going to be giving you inroads into the student body at universities. The Lord says, I'm going to give you the right connections that are going to open the doors for you so that you can walk into some universities and teach and speak. And some of them will even try to spar with you. Some of them will be toe-to-toe with some of their theologies. But God says, again, I've anointed you. I've prepared you. There's a hedge of protection around you that even with that, you'll be able to do this and keep moving. But the Lord says, you will win some. And you will not only bear fruit, you will bear much fruit everywhere you go. The Lord says, there will be much that you will do for the kingdom and you will see results of it. Maybe not immediately. But the Lord says, you'll look back and you'll see many lives were touched as a result of your ministry. I do want to warn you also not to be a lone ranger. I really hear the Lord saying, don't ride off into the sunset. Don't ride off on your own. Stay connected. Stay connected with the fathers and the leaders that God has put in your life, that they will help you, propel you to the level that God has for you. And the Lord says that you will travel to different places. You will go forward and go and do great things for the Lord. And you will come back and you will once again report. I even see you reporting back to those who are mentoring your life and sending you forth. And God has sent them as spiritual fathers to your life. So this is a season of intense learning, of intense preparation for what God has for you. The Lord says also, I see you as one that you can create something out of nothing. The Lord says you're very resourceful. I'll give you the anointing to even be very resourceful. And I also see a tent making opportunity that you'll have as well, so that even as you travel, even as you do things, God will give you the anointing to do the tent making on the side, to bring in the income that you need to accomplish all that God has called you to do. So the money will be there, the Lord says to you. Amen? So just trust him for all of that. It will all come together. You won't have to strive any of it. You won't have to try to make anything happen. The Lord says you're just going to relax and just look to the Lord as God opens the doors for you, and you'll look back and realize this is all coming together. Amen? So I declare that over you in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for my brother, and we seal these prophetic words spoken over his life. Father, we pray that nothing would fall to the ground. Nothing would fall and be lost, God. But we declare, just as we seal it tonight, that it would come in full fruition into his life, Lord, that he'd walk in the fullness of it. And we thank you for an ear to hear and an eye to see, God, and a heart to understand that you are leading him step by step. And we release him now into your care in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.